Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the, not the studios. We're down at Dutch Bros. Chris Clark and I are down at Dutch Bros on the corner of Eureka and Market Street for Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. And with us is Sweet Pea the Skunk, if you want to come down and see a skunk, and which is, she's just a honey, and come up and get the pet, the skunk, bring the kids, and a dollar from every drink sold today will be donated to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. What a great day this is. We come out here once a year to do this. So would you come on down and enjoy it and join us. It's a beautiful morning. And Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Yeah. It's, you know, it is a beautiful day today. And we're down here on the corner. It's gorgeous. It's about 62 degrees. We're looking for a high of 88 today and a low of 58, and on Friday only a high of 79 and 55. Then on Saturday 86 and 58. Sunday 92 and 57. Monday looks like 87 and 57, and then it's going to hang around in the high 80s, low 90s through the following next week. So getting down, you know, in the 50s and a high 50s. So boy, nice fall. Break it into a nice fall, it looks like, and hopefully down the line we'll get a little bit of moisture as well, but this is better for the fire season, and maybe these cooler, no winds, and that'll look a little better. The weather always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, hey, look, yesterday during the show, Mike DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman, was on, and during the conversation there, the group that wanted to buy that property out there on Bocelli Road that we've been talking about for a couple of days, somehow the name was juxtaposed from Shasta Land Holdings, LLC, to Shasta Land Trust. And right now, good morning.
Laura?
I've got a skunk here in my lap.
Yeah. And,
oh, yes, aren't you a cutie? Are you allowing everybody
to touch? No.
I can't. Oh, wait a minute. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everything going over here?
Good. Now, tell us about Caffeinate for a Cause. Can you hear us okay, Jared?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, loud and clear.
All right. So, Caffeinate for a Cause, this is our eighth year of doing it. It is by far my favorite fundraiser that Turtle Bay does because we get to come out with all the animals, and we visit every Dutch Bros in Anderson and in Redding and Palo Cedro, and we get to really show people our appreciation for people helping Turtle Bay and supporting us. And a dollar of every drink today between 7 and 9 and 2 and 4 goes to the animals at Turtle Bay and helps them, and all of the tips. So make sure everyone gets out here and tips well and helps the animals. And so that's what it's all about. It's
well, you know, the baristas are giving up their tips today. So when you give them the tips, it's just going to go straight to Turtle Bay. And tell us what the money is used for.
Well, the money is used for all of our different programming. But one of the things that we really like to emphasize is these little guys that I have in my hand. I have Sweet Pea the Skunk with me right now. And, you know, when we were closed during COVID, we were still there every day having to take care of these animals. When there was no money coming in, no admissions, you know, we still had to take care of these animals.
And how many animals do you have there?
We have, if I don't count all the individual fish, there's about 90. If we start adding the fish in, we're up over 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have a couple.
Yeah, you're right. They have to be maintained, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, we have a couple of youngsters coming in here to put money in the donations for Turtle Bay.
That's so awesome. Look at that.
That's great.
It is. It's cool.
You need to come down here and join us this morning.
It does. And just come by, say hello, and here's a chance to get on the radio, you know. And for all you people in the chat room, all the people in the chat room, and I don't know who you are, most of you, almost all of you, I don't know who you are, come on down. Park your car, come on over, get on the radio with us so I know who you are.
That's right.
So, now, last year, I winched about I didn't get to see Sweet Pea.
I know.
I had snakes all over me. I had other things, but I didn't
see Sweet
Pea.
We're not doing snakes this year, right?
Yeah, there's one right behind you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's right behind you. In fact, it's right behind your head.
Oh, okay.
In fact, she's going to drape it around you.
No, I think. No,
we won't do that. Actually, we don't have anyone touch the animals. We like to show them the respect of their space. Down here, but you get to get pretty close. Sometimes with Sweet Pea, I'll even like put her in your car for a second.
Well,
with the kids,
you know, this
really
is where you get to find out. This is where you get to find out if Sweet Pea really has been fixed and doesn't smell.
We're counting on that.
That's right.
And we're not going to tell you, but it has a lot to do with how much you donate.
That's exactly right. And you have to keep going. You got to get
a lot
in there, otherwise you never know which junk is coming your way.
There you go.
That's right.
It's been a hard year for everybody. Everybody knows that. And all the fundraisers have been put off or postponed or canceled because of the COVID.
That's right.
Oh, this is one of the ways we don't have to gather a bunch of people in one room, but you have a chance to help this wonderful organization. You know, the museum, the wild animal park. It doesn't even sound right, wild animal park.
No, I think I usually call it a nature.
Nature park.
Yeah, I think that's more appropriate.
And, you know, and that is appropriate because.
Yeah, like Sweepy's a rescue. Most of our animals are rescues.
In fact, one of the latest additions to the family is this little gray fox.
That's right.
And you've brought the little gray fox along twice, and the first time it was just a baby. And the second time, they've grown fast.
Yeah, and you know what? She's going to be 5 months on the 27th or 26th of this month, and she's already full grown.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like full up the same size as the adult.
And the reason that Turtle Bay has this little gray fox is somebody rescued it. However, they waited a week to call the professionals to give it up to those, and in that week it bonded with people.
So
and
then
even,
it can't be released back into the
even
wild.
Even when they put it in with other foxes its own age, when a person walked in, it would run over to the people.
Oh.
And at that point, you can't release them anymore.
That's right. You know, Carl, I am so proud in this moment that I now know officially that Carl Bott listens to me.
I listen to you. Well, you know what?
I'm impressed because he doesn't even have any cheat sheets in front of him here.
I wanted to give my husband some lessons on how you do that. That was pretty impressive.
Well, it was because that's important because you see people, you see fawns out there, and you'll see a lot of times the mothers will hide the fawn, but they'll be there, but they come around people. And people want to help. Oh, my God, here's a baby. I want to help it. Well, you know, maybe sometimes calling a professional in before you get into it and having the professionals come in that handle wild animals that are either injured or lost or something like this, they do it a totally different way. I mean, yeah, it's fun to cuddle a little fox or a bear, but it's not doing them.
Well, and it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to mix in their environment, not only for your safety, but for their safety.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing we have found over the years of the course of my career is that I find that most of these animals that end up needing our help or, like, you know, need forever homes with us, they're by people who thought, like, that actually liked wildlife, but they just didn't know what to do and they did the wrong thing. And
right.
So if you really love wildlife, let us teach you what to do when you find wildlife that needs help. And then you really are making the difference that you want to make. And we just got three more skunks in.
Three more?
Three. They're spotted skunks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. So
are they as sweet as Sweet Pea? Look at Sweet Pea here sleeping in your arms.
She is so soft.
Her fur is so soft. And she smells like, she smells so good. Kind of like, I don't know, like a good
like fresh
bath
laundry.
Soap.
Fresh laundry to me.
Yeah.
She's one of the best smelling animals we have at Turtle Bay. I know people don't believe that, but it's the spray that smells badly, not the skunk.
There you go.
Which I can testify to because Elk Killer 2 years in a row got into it with a skunk out in our backyard.
That can be really, really devastating.
Well, the first time I wrapped her up in the towel.
Lingering.
First time I wrapped her up in the towel and brought her in the house, boy, did I hear a bunch of new words from Linda.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. She goes, "You just don't do that," except she explained why I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well, I would love to stay and talk to you for an hour, but I do have to go to other stands. But
you
other
do.
Other staff with animals are going to be coming by. So you will be seeing everybody today. I think the Gila Monster's out this year, which is pretty cool because we've never brought the Gila Monster to Caffeinate. Some old other favorites like the Barn Owl and some others will still be here as well.
Great.
So,
all right.
You know, thank you so much for what you do for all of us out here. And she is just asleep. It is so cute here. I wish you all could see it.
Yeah.
But there's been like 1,000 pictures taken, so I'm sure if you're on
Facebook, you'll see it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Carl. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
You take care.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Gives great haircuts. It's veteran-owned, veteran-run business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Stop on by and make an appointment at 244-9478, and you will never be sorry. And remember, it is man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Come on down to Dutch Bros for Caffeinate for a Cause.
And when you come through, say hi to us.
Yeah, say hello.
Give us a wave.
And you know what? You want to be on the radio? Here's your chance.
There you go.
We'll be
stop
right
by and we'll talk to you.
We'll be right back.
Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans. And the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit RedingChamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Yo, here at Dutch Bros on Eureka Market Street. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause. Trish Clark and I are here. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl.
What a beautiful day, and people are coming by. They're lined up. In fact, we may have to have traffic control. No, it's not that bad. What we have here, though, is a great, great cause. Caffeinate for a Cause at Dutch Bros. They, Dutch Brothers, and are just great, great community partners here.
And we're getting a real crowd through here. You need to come by and wave at us if you're in the area.
And wave,
let us know you're
say
here.
They are donating $1 for every drink sold between the hours of 7 and 9 and 2 to 4, I believe. And all the barista tips, the baristas are giving their tips to Turtle Bay. All this is going to Turtle Bay. And with us is Mike Warren, who heads up our park and our museum and all that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing? So what do you think of this? This is the eighth year that you all been doing this.
Well, Trish and I were just talking about it. This community in general is very giving. I've been in four different communities, and this one by far is the best in terms of giving their time and their money. But it's especially true right now because people think and know that nonprofits especially have had a tough time. Our biggest fundraiser was an auction, or is an auction, but it was canceled. And so was Oktoberfest, and there have been some other smaller ones that have been canceled. So people reach it deep into their pockets and help out. We're so appreciative that they give yearly, and we're so appreciative that they're giving now especially.
And, you know, as we're saying, people are lining up. You know, the fact is, you know, for 8 years this has been going on. And like you said, as many other organizations have happened over since COVID has started, they haven't been able to have a fundraiser. We even had to cancel the Marine Corps Ball this year because we can't find a place that can hold that many people. Yeah. And it's just
and only be at 50% capacity.
Well, it's just difficult for people under these times to do this. So when you have something like this, this is a chance to make up for it.
It is. It is. And so I haven't talked to too many people yet, but that have been out here. But from what I can see, as you said, they're lined up and people are giving their extra cash.
We talked, Mike, that they haven't been put upon for the last several months because nobody's been having fundraisers for anything. So as you indicate, it's such a giving community. They're very generous. And this is an opportunity for them to help one of the causes they like really well. And who doesn't love Turtle Bay in Shasta County?
Yeah.
And it's been such an addition to our community and draws, you know, people from all over the area and all over the world to come and look at Turtle Bay and all the accoutrements thereof. This is an opportunity to make sure it stays there and come by and drop some money in the bucket. It's just a great opportunity for the community.
Yeah. And I'll be doing the same tomorrow, I think, is Northern Valley Catholic Social Services Day. And I think it's a buck a drink or something like that here at Dutch Bros. Again, thank you, Dutch Bros. But the other nonprofits are just as important as Turtle Bay. One Safe Place, Blood Bank, all of these are very, very important.
Well, Mike, I need to ask you about this. Festival of Lights.
Oh, Festival of Lights, yeah, a little project.
Yeah, a little project. Now, how many million lights are we talking about here?
About 1,100,000 lights.
1,100,000 lights.
It is
LEDs, though, so it's going to be using minimum electricity.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I was really surprised our electric bill isn't going to go up that much. Maybe a couple hundred dollars a month for 1,100,000 lights is not much.
And how long are they on?
We will open the gates to the gardens, the McConnell Foundation Gardens. Or actually, it's McConnell Gardens. And you go across the bridge, turn left, and you are at the east entrance. And that will be the place that you'll enter Garden of Lights. And it's about a 40-minute walk, I would say, around the garden lights. And we'll have, you know, dinner there and drinks and coffee and all the things you'd imagine. This is a project that's really started with the Chamber of Commerce, not Turtle Bay. The Chamber had took on the task of identifying or trying to identify projects that will change the image from, Reading, that's where the fires happen.
And or it's so hot there.
And it's so hot. And they wanted something to point to or have the tourists point to that was more positive. And so this project came out number one. They asked us to head it up, and we agreed. And right now we're just finishing up some of the fabrications of the animals and things that will that have been built.
Yeah, these aren't just going to be lights. And these are going to be these are not just going to be lights. They're going to be all types of different figures out there. And
that's right.
It's going to be – and they're going to be – is it because some of it set to music or anything like
that?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have five or six zones, themes, and then they'll all be set to music. There'll be candy canes, lizards, turtles, butterflies. I don't have a comparison because I haven't been to all the light shows in the country, but those
I've been to a couple of them, and they're incredible.
I've heard.
They're absolutely
incredible. This should be one of the better ones.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this. It's
going
to be really great.
The other thing about this is people don't realize how big these are. Before you all did this, I mean, you took a look all over the country.
We sent people out, yes,
and to see, okay, if we're going to spend this money, and it's not an exorbitant amount of money, but it's a significant amount of money on it.
$1 million.
$1 million.
That's
significant. That's significant to me. Not as much as a billion or a trillion, but still millions right there. But you went out and looked at other cities that did this, including small towns smaller than ours.
Yeah, we sent, I think it was four staff people to look at seven different sites. And they came back kind of with stars in their eyes saying, this is really going to change our community. People, as Trish just said, people absolutely love it. They go in caravans and visit a number of different shows.
Sure.
So, yeah, we expect... Oh, it's been tough. We're going to have a little lottery inside on how many people are going to come, but I would not be surprised to see 40,000 to 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Well, you think about that, 40,000 to 50,000 people. These people are coming down from Oregon. They're coming from Sacramento.
Yeah.
They're coming from San Francisco. So it's not like they're just coming for the day.
Oh, no.
It's going to fill up the RV parks. It's going to fill up the motels and the hotels.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal.
It is. It is. And that's why the chamber selected this project. I tell you, if I would have known it was going to be this much work, I would have had some second thoughts. But it'll pay off in the end. I think it'll be great for our community, Turtle Bay, Chamber, everyone.
Yeah, and all our local businesses, because when people come to town for an event, they spend money everywhere.
Right.
Throughout the community and throughout the county, because while they're here, they'll go look at some other things throughout everywhere.
Sure.
So it's when you get that kind of people in, and they don't come for a half hour or a day. They come and stay
and do other things.
And they eat in the restaurants and shop in the stores. They just do it all.
It will open to the public November 27, and we close December 27. So just after Christmas to just after
Thanksgiving.
To just after Christmas.
Well, you know what? That's a good time, and it'll be nice. And hopefully, the governor will realize that Shasta County has been playing the game, and our numbers are extremely low, and he won't get weird on us. It's an outdoor event. Gee, it's going to be cold, and separated, and all this stuff.
Light festival protest.
Let's have 60,000
people. That's where Turtle Bay wants to be, Trish.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, because then you can do it, and it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Join the protest down at Turtle Bay for the light show. I like it.
Well, if it's cold, we've got hot chocolate, and if it's really cold, we have hot chocolate with something in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm already lying for that. Mike, all this stuff that's going on, I know that with the hours you had to cut back on, you had to close the museum. We outdoor activity still went on, but now the museum's open to, 50% capacity?
We can hold 400 in the winter months, as we're approaching winter months. 200 people in there at a time is not limiting.
You've got a lot of social distancing.
Yeah.
You can be
yeah.
very careful. Still see all the things that there are to see.
Right. I want to put out a thank you to the federal government for the PPP program, Payment Protection Program. they came in and helped private and nonprofits with getting people back to work. We have pretty much all of our people back to work in some capacity. But I tell you, both the hotel and Turtle Bay would not be as viable if it wasn't for the PPP.
Oh, no, the PPP, you know, we availed ourselves of it. A lot of companies did, and it allowed all my people to continue working. I did not have to cut hours for anybody. You know, our overhead's a little bit lower than yours, of course, but still it was the same impact. And it did. It worked. And I know that a lot of companies, that's the only way that they could stay open was with that paycheck protection program.
Yeah.
And now the city, through our Chamber of Commerce, is with the CARES program, is giving grants up to $10,000. In fact, I think they're starting to sign the checks now.
Right.
And the county voted yesterday to add $3 million.
Yes, I was pleased to see that.
Yeah, to help businesses, because about 120 businesses couldn't be helped because they had so many applicants. Well, you can now apply through the county for that CARES program for a grant. Now, this is a grant. You don't have to pay it back. And
well, the federal government has been real helpful.
I think they have. Helpful. Okay. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
One of our listeners came in through with her, what is that? That's it's a cattle dog.
I don't know.
Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to have to take a break. And Mike, thank you so much for what you do for our community. And
great to see you again.
For coming.
You, again,
you know, Chris. I am really looking forward to see what the Festival of Lights is going to be. Because, you know, there's naysayers. No, always are. But there's naysayers. You know, people don't think it's going to work. But, you know, I hope everybody is pleasantly surprised. First of all, it's going to be a beautiful event. And the amount of people that come in, and this is the first year for it, and having COVID as your welcome,
it will probably slow it down. But it's still doable with that.
And people are going to be looking to do something outside where they can take their family
something
and
positive.
Their friends. Yeah,
exactly.
That's it. Okay. Well, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks
you bet.
So much.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And speaking of the Paycheck Protection Program, that brings up Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They were leaders in this Paycheck Protection Program, getting the money out to businesses, even funneling from the government to the businesses millions of dollars, saving thousands of jobs. I can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank. They are still moving local dreams forward as we speak. Two branches here in town at 1845 California Street and right downtown, and then in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. So we'll be right back after these messages, 7:32 in the morning.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change,
you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Well, you know what? That's not true. This is Free Fire Radio, but we're in the studios of Dutch Bro on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Trish Clark and I are here. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:37 in the morning. It's about, what, 60 degrees out there?
Yes, it is.
It's going to go up to?
It's going to go up to 89 today.
Whoa, what a great day that
is. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you can actually see the sky out here.
You know, I was a little worried about that this morning because the mornings so often have been so much smoke. Actually, no, it's not looking bad out there today, and we can breathe nicely. It's a beautiful morning.
Hey, by the way, I got interrupted. You know, people are coming through here. In fact, we've got a Gila monster that's wandering around. I hope not on the ground right now.
No.
But it'll be back here in a second. But I was talking about yesterday on the show, Mike DeQuistel, Radio City Councilman's on, talking about the land deal.
The sale of land
on Bocelli. And they're selling it to, and they sold it to Shasta Land Holdings, LLC. Somewhere during the show, we managed to change that from Shasta Land Holdings to Shasta Land Trust.
Two
totally different organizations. Shasta Land Trust owns no land. They are not involved with this in any way, and I just deeply apologize to them for getting their name into this, because at one point during the show, Mr. DeQuistel used the word sleazy. Not about
Not about Shasta Land Holdings or Shasta
either,
Land Trust.
Either one. Not about that
about
at all.
About the city council.
About the appearance of selling the land the way they did.
Yeah.
But Shasta Land Trust has nothing to do with any of this. They don't even own land. And I know the people down there, and I don't know how it happened, except I looked to see if I had written anything on Facebook, and indeed I had not.
Good.
I'd always put down, only wrote down the name once, and it was
Shasta Land
Holdings. Shasta Land Holdings. LLC.
Yes, Shasta Land Holdings, LLC.
And not Shasta Land Trust. So I hope everybody's clear on that. And again, I apologize to all of you great people down at Shasta Land Trust.
Because we do have several of those around.
Yes.
The properties that are
totally different.
Nothing whatsoever to do with the property down on Bocelli or the Indian Reservation,
nothing.
The Wind River, or anything.
Sierra Pacific,
nothing.
Anything like that.
Nothing.
And by the way, just to make it clear, as we did yesterday, that, you know, the description of the sale of the land had nothing to do with Shasta Land Holdings, LLC, or Sierra Pacific, or anybody, any entity involved in this, as it was just for the appearance of how it was done in the lack of transparency. So.
And Councilman DeQuisto pointed out, really falls to the city council.
Yeah, it was.
Perception, having been an elected official for 20 years in this county, I know that we don't always deal with reality. You have to deal with the perception of the people, and you have to address those issues and make sure they understand the difference. But if the perception is there, that can be very damaging. And as an elected official, you always want to rise to the level of being very clear about what you're doing, and no perception or ever at the chance that you're doing something out of a closed session that's not appropriate, or that you're deceiving the people or trying to keep things back from them.
And
nothing makes the public angrier.
And you know what? And this city council has moved forward on so many things. You know, Stillwater lands being sold, the downtown, the construction. So many great things have happened with this city council. I mean, I'm proud of them. And I was just taken aback. And I have to admit, when we talked about it the first time, and
last Thursday,
I wish you could have seen Trisha's face when they said how it occurred.
I was absolutely, it took me back because we are so careful, and I hope the people appreciate the difference between, usually they're local elected officials. If you're, you know, we have an opportunity to elect people that we know and that we can trust if we take the time to do that. And we try really hard, or, you know, most of us.
All right, Carl.
Okay, hey, we're on. I'm sorry that our computer just unplugged itself. And I'm going to tape that little devil on. And so now we're resetting the computer. But as we were talking, I'm not sure exactly the last thing, but we talked about all the great things that our city council has done over the last few years. So I guess when something like this happens, it's kind of like having a friend do something that, you know, that you don't expect. Would you say that, Trish?
I think that's true. I think that it's a disappointment, I think, and that's certainly how it took me last week. I just kind of felt like it took the wind out of my sails that something that obviously questionable took place in our city. It just made me stop and think, wow, I wish that hadn't happened.
Yeah, because as we said, there's been so many positive things have happened. Now, speaking of something positive, bring over the tortoise. Bring over the tortoise.
Yeah, here we have a great tortoise over here.
So, tell us about your tortoise.
So, this is Mojave. He is a desert tortoise. He is over 50 years old. He was actually at Turtle Bay before Turtle Bay was even a thing. So, we don't know his exact age, but we know he's over 50 years old.
Okay, now, if you haven't seen a desert tortoise up close, I'm tickling his little foot, and he seems not to be reacting. Maybe he is. I don't know.
Not much, yeah.
During this time of the year, do they sleep a lot?
So these guys are actually very dependent on the temperature. So as it gets colder, they will be kind of buried in the sand more, and they will be sleeping a lot more. It's kind of like a hibernation, but it's a little different for reptiles. But yeah, they are usually sleeping a lot, but it's pretty warm out still for him. So when he's outside, he'll still be seen wandering around.
Okay, let me ask the question here is how deep are the burrows they dig?
They can pretty deep, a few feet usually, even more than that sometimes, but they can dig pretty well. You see, you guys can't see it here, but you can see that he has these large feet that actually help to push a lot of sand out, so they can dig pretty quickly.
Yeah, and he looks like Popeye. He's got the big forearms. And looks like he could dig for a long time here.
Yes, all those vegetables that give him that strength.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Thank you.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 17th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas goes directly to supporting Turtle Bay's educational programming. To learn more or donate online, visit turtlebay.org.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. Local family farmer Dennis Burrison was facing a serious problem that would have put his farm out of business. Dennis reached out to me, and I went right to work on it.
Our family farm employs dozens of local workers. We are a multi-generational, family-run American business. In 2019, a foreign corporation was trying to shut down our farm and every other California olive farm. No one was listening except for Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Doug personally led the effort that saved small farms like ours and the jobs they create. I want to thank Doug LaMalfa for taking swift action and looking out for us.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucracy. This isn't about politics. It's about making a difference for the North State. It's about protecting people from a government that often doesn't care if regular people get hurt by bad policy. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and it's my honor to serve you in Congress. That's why I approved this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here at Dutch Brothers on Eureka Market Street. And our computer just crashed, so I'm on the phone, but we're bringing the computer back up right now. So we'll be able to, Trish Clark and I are here, we'll be able to talk. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shastical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice, has been rated one of the top 50 hospitals in the nation for cardiovascular care by the Watson Health Organization. This is just one of the many things, one of the many things that they do to help our community. Trish, we were talking about all the great things that were happening in the community, but let's talk a little bit about Anderson. Anderson is kind of, it runs below the radar.
Well, it does, but you know we've had some really fun things happening down in Anderson. We're blessed down there that we do have that extra half cent sales tax. We've been able to do some great things with our police department, and a lot of new businesses starting up, a lot of new housing developments. It's a city on the move, and everybody's getting along really nice, and we like that. We appreciate all of our local businesses. Just a couple of things. Yesterday we had a really fun event. The quilters down at the Frontier Senior Center made a special quilt for the chief of police, Mike Johnson. And you need to go onto the Facebook page for Frontier Senior Center and take a look at this very incredible quilt that was made.
It was beautiful. Jared, call me on Skype.
And it's going to be on display at the Anderson City Council Chambers. He's going to have it up behind the City Council dais. It's really incredible, the hours of work that went into this beautiful hand quilt. So, Mike, we presented it, Mike, with it yesterday. It was. Go on and look at the pictures because it's really great.
Okay, we're back now. Okay. All right, Jared. You got us?
I do. You guys are loud and clear.
Well, okay. I'm so impressed by the technology here. My goodness, the computer died. Carl had us back online with that iPhone. We couldn't have done this a couple of years ago.
No.
When you first started this.
No, we were like,
oh, my God.
What? If you've heard the old proverbial monkey in a football.
Oh, absolutely.
That was me
when
impressed,
I
first started.
Carl. Yeah.
Well, you know what I did yesterday? I took everything out again, and we went through it and found out, one, that our hotspot is gone, and two, that the cord that attaches from the computer to our board here was missing. So I went down to Mike's music, and he said, you know what, I don't have one, but he called around, so I went over to our other local music shop, and they had a cord, picked it up, we practiced yesterday with it, everything was working, but the one thing you can't count on is the computer here, because it got unplugged somehow. It didn't look like it, but it somehow became unplugged,
and when it died...
Yeah, when I am. I'm taping it right now. I'm looking at my fingers on the cord right now.
So that it doesn't click out again.
Hey, you know what? We're down here at Dutch Brothers for Caffeinate for a Cause, in the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Every dollar from every drink today between the hours of 7 and 9 and 2 and 4 will be donated to Turtle Bay. All the barista's tips for today are going to be donated to Turtle Bay. We've had sweet P the skunk. We've had Mojave the desert tortoise, and there's a Gila monster.
The Gila monster was through a little bit ago.
Uh huh.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe so.
Anyway.
Good morning.
Well, you know what? Gila monsters. Okay. The Gila monsters are a poisonous lizard. Did you know that?
Oh, good to know.
Okay. Well, they are. Now they can't fang you like a snake because the venom is in their teeth in their mouth, in the rear teeth in their mouth.
Okay.
And
so they have to swallow you to poison you?
Well, no,
you?
They have to chew on you.
Okay.
So
okay, so don't get close enough that they can chew on you and you're good to go.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea on something like that.
Anyway,
the other things that we've got going on today, of course, besides this, are the we've got the elections coming forward. What is it, 35, 40 days? 35
40
days?
Some days. Let's talk a little bit about this peace deal. This is an incredible accomplishment.
It is.
I'm absolutely amazed at the press and
the Democratic
Party. I mean, you know, when we made the deal with Iran and offloaded a ton of money to them and accomplished nothing.
It was $150 million or something like that.
Oh, it was a ton of money. It was a lot of money. And we offloaded the money to them, and they had I mean, it was historical. It was historical. That was the word they used, and they just couldn't repeat it enough and how incredible it was. It didn't accomplish anything. It didn't stop anything, and it didn't cause any peace. And yet, with this whole coverage of what are there, three, four countries now that have signed on to this incredible peace deal. The president has been nominated for a Nobel Prize.
Two Nobel Prizes. Not by the Republican Party, not by anybody in the United States. It was from Switzerland and a European country, because he also brokered a peace between Serbia and Bosnia.
Right.
And that's a first, because the war they fought, and I was there, and I can tell you the hatred that the Serbs and the Bosnians had for each other, you know, which led to, of course, the bombings under Clinton when he bombed Kosovo and all those places. But you cannot imagine the animosity that these two groups of people who lived together for 300 years, and then when the war started, it was unbelievable, the animosity and the things they did to each other. I mean, we were constantly getting reports of atrocities that, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. The things, if I just even said some of the things that happened, it's just unbelievable.
I think the American people are very sheltered in those respects,
yeah.
Carl. I think some of the things that you've shared and that I've heard from some of the other veterans, we as the American population are literally unaware of those things actually going on. We can't imagine.
You can't imagine. But he broke that peace, the peace between them. So
He's been nominated for two.
Whether you like Trump or
it's irrelevant.
Not.
That has nothing to do with it.
I tell you what, if Biden did it, I'd be here cheering for him.
Absolutely. Anyone who could put this together.
And here's Barack Obama, President Obama, nominated and received the Nobel Peace Prize for the first 8 months he was in office.
He did nothing.
And I tell you what, the White House was really uncomfortable with that. The White House wasn't comfortable because he didn't have a track record, and it did, you know,
it looked bad.
And he was uncomfortable with this. I've read this, you know, since then. But here, whether you are, you know what, you can hate Trump, as many people do in the media, but you've got to say, we just may have had the largest breakthrough in history as far as the Middle East and Israel, because now they're looking at maybe Saudi Arabia signing in. And
that's
if that happens, the normalization of relations, the lack of war there, the amount of things that can happen and how it will cool down the Middle East.
Well, and the impact that has. They say, well, that's the Middle East. What does that have to do with us? We'll think about it.
Yeah.
How many of our young people have gone over there and been involved and given their all in these countries to try to keep the peace over there over the how many years that we've been involved in that?
And there's one other thing that hasn't been getting, again, a lot of attention, is that the Taliban and the Afghanistan government are in peace talks right now. Now, you know, they may be light years apart, but they are sitting down and talking, and Pompeo has said that we may have our troops out of Afghanistan by the end of 2021. Now think about that. We have been in Afghanistan since what, 2001?
Yeah.
2002?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time to bring the boys and girls home.
We have so many things that we can do with that population and with our military to keep America strong and make America strong. And I think, I can't help but think, Carl, that's where the majority of Americans are. We have been happy to help these other countries and be involved and keep the peace and do all those things. But not to the detriment of the United States. And unfortunately, that's how it's been. A lot of I look around and I go, I can't understand how anyone can hate a person so badly that they can ignore all of the things that he has accomplished through his administration that he has assisted along the way.
It is.
It's incredible that you bypass the fact that perhaps he has the personality you don't like, perhaps he's bombastic, perhaps he isn't
nasty, whatever.
Yeah. He doesn't. I have to tell you that he doesn't bother me.
I know, but a lot of people.
But a lot of people do. But you you have to get beyond that and look at what he does. Look at what he's accomplished.
Well,
where we are economically, peace-wise, around the world, we're just in such a better place.
And people will not, people do not believe that, nor will they ever give a, nor will they ever give him the credit. And you know what I'm just saying is, and I'm just talking specifically about what's happening in the Middle East. It's huge.
It's absolutely
if it's, you
huge.
Would never know, you would never know that.
I'm just.
And we've got a break. We got a break for the news. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Gulf Coast, there is massive flooding. A lot of damage to clean up once the high water recedes. That could take a while, according to Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
I think the moderate to major river flooding is going to be confined, continuing to be confined along the central Gulf Coast, where they had all of that rain here the last few days.
The remnants of the hurricane are moving to the northeast, bringing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas before heading to Virginia and points north. The western wildfires have claimed more than two dozen lives, including 15 lives lost to the North Complex fire northeast of San Francisco.
I just want to express our deepest condolences to the families that have lost loved ones and to the heroism of our first responders that have been out there doing their best to support evacuation efforts.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. The Bobcat fire in Los Angeles County prompting evacuation warnings for some residents of the Antelope Valley. Senate Republicans vote for subpoenas and depositions as they investigate the Russia collusion probe.
Republicans believe the FBI probe had its origins in an illegal manipulation of the FISA warrant process, and some believe the alleged wrongdoing goes high up in the Obama administration. The 8-6 vote along party lines now allows committee chairman Senator Ron Johnson to dig deeper with a combination of subpoenas and closed-door depositions. Democrats say the probe smacks of politics so close to the election. Republicans have been seeking for years to look closer at the allegations. But Chairman Ron Johnson says at every turn, Democrats have sought to, in his words, frustrate and interfere with that effort. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks clawing their way back from the lows of this session. Right now, the Dow is down, but only 25 points. The S&P is off 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Caviezel. You might remember me from my portrayal of our Lord and Savior in The Passion of the Christ. In my new film, Infidel, I play a character who's also persecuted for his faith. When invited to share his faith at a conference, he is kidnapped and taken to Iran. He's tortured and shamed for his beliefs. And when his government turns their back on him, his wife becomes his last hope for freedom. It's a film I really want you to see. Infidel premieres in theaters everywhere tomorrow. For more information, go to infidel-movie.com.
When does a person get rights?
When a person is a person.
In the new movie, Divided Hearts of America, Super Bowl champion Benjamin Watson searches for the truth about the most polarizing debate of our century. One that boils down to the sacred dignity of human life.
This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make.
Go to SalemNow.com to purchase Divided Hearts of America. Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off.
A newly released report by the UN raising serious allegations of human rights abuses in one Central African country.
The report, the UN's fourth into Burundi, suggests that serious violations continue unabated and that despite the change of government, the democratic space remains very limited. Of particular concern is the fact that individuals already subject to international sanctions because of their suspected involvement in human rights abuses have now been appointed to senior posts in the new government.
That's the BBC's Imogene Folks. Amid ongoing protests by demonstrators demanding his resignation, Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko accusing the U.S. of fomenting the unrest. He alleges a U.S.-led plot to destabilize the country and claims that American allies in Europe have been taking part in the effort that took years to put together. News and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump and Republicans celebrating the planned resumption of Big Ten football.
The Big Ten announced that games will begin the weekend of October 23rd after a unanimous vote from school presidents and chancellors. Players will be tested daily for COVID-19. And any student athlete who tests positive must remain out of competition for 21 days. President Trump has repeatedly chastised states and universities for not allowing in-person learning and football to commence. The Trump campaign issued a lengthy statement declaring Big Ten football is returning, thanks in no small part to the leadership of President Trump. Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington.
Attorney General William Barr urging prosecutors to pull out all the stops in charging rioters. Barr driving that point home in a private conference call over the week with U.S. attorneys around the country. So far, more than 300 people have been charged with various federal crimes in the riots that erupted following the death of George Floyd. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and we're not in the studios, and we're down here at for Caffeinate for a Cause down at the Dutch Brothers on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Come on by, as many people have.
That's
and,
been great.
And donate, because during this time from 7 to 9, a dollar from every drink goes to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and all the baristas are donating their tips back to Turtle Bay. Of course, Thursday and Trish Clark, but then now Linda. Linda
Bott's
here.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
What, tell us what the weather's going to
okay,
be,
it's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 89 and a low of 58 today. And on Friday, a high of only 80 and a low of 55. Saturday, 86 and a low of 56. And on Sunday, 92 and 57. On Monday, 88 and 57, and during the next week, it's going to hang right in there in those high 80s and low 90s and be crisp in the morning, and we love that because it's just feeling like a little bit of fall, and we're ready for that, I
know.
Think.
You know what I'm going to do this weekend? While Carl's on the range, she's going to be teaching his NRA classes. I am going to be taking everything out of my closet, purging, putting up my clothing rack, and then going and taking all of my sweaters out of storage, which I've got one of those, like, Sec'em-Up bags.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I've got several Sec'em-Up bags. But anyway, so I'm going to just uncork those puppies, and I'm going to do wash, and I can't wait to just get the fall thing together.
Yeah, and we're so ready for it.
Yeah.
The weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, we do have our collectors here, some very famous, beautiful faces here this morning. Come on in and say good morning. All right, so who do we have this morning? Of course.
From Channel 7.
Famous people collecting money here this morning. Let's start with our anchor, beautiful news lady by the name of
Tamara DeMonte.
There you go.
News Channel 7.
So how's it going this morning?
It's been amazing. The turnout's been incredible. People are just so generous, as always. And it's just, every year, people just surprise you, you know? And especially this year, it's been so rough, especially on Turtle Bay with the animals. And you hear from the volunteers that bring the animals down, and they're so enthusiastic and full of enthusiasm and love for the animals, and that's what it's all about. So that's why we're here. And so please come on down. We'll be here until 9, and then another round. I just had a shot of espresso.
Everybody talking a little
can
faster.
Can I have some of that, please?
My brain's getting ahead of my mouth. So there'll be another round from 2 to 4 at all the Dutch Bros. So come on down, see the animals, give what you can. Every little bit helps.
Remember, a dollar of every cup goes, along with all the tips that are going to the baristas, are all being given to Turtle Bay today.
And we appreciate our Channel 7, our local
absolutely.
News.
Absolutely, Channel
you guys
7,
are,
all you guys have done with our fire coverage.
Fires,
we're
everything.
Still in the middle of it. Yeah. You guys have just been amazing. So thank you so much for being boots on the ground. And I know we're talking a lot about that, but that just takes an absolute compassion and a commitment. And also somebody who's very compassionate and committed to our North State is this tall drink of water. And let's introduce your name.
Hey, guys. This is Tyler Whitlow here. Hey, I'm so thankful for today. Today is one of my favorite days to not only raise money for Turtle Bay, but to actually hang out with Dutch Bros, hang out with our community, and just share the love that this community has for helping our nonprofits. This is like Giving Tuesday all over again, because all we do is meet folks that are just as passionate about not only Turtle Bay, taking care of the animals, providing educational facility for our children, giving the culture back to the community by bringing in new exhibits, whatever Turtle Bay is throwing that time. Because a lot of people forget, Turtle Bay is a nonprofit. They are here to provide to the community, so today's the day the community gets to provide back to them. So I'm appreciative to be here, and it's tons of fun.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much,
Tyler.
Hey, you know, and speaking of people who are great for our community, we have Mimi Mosley with us.
Hey there.
Hey. You know
welcome,
what?
Mimi.
Talk about somebody, a company, you know, your company, Mosley Wine Cellars? Or am I totally dead below that? Mosley Wine.
It's well, all about wine.
I know it's wine.
Yeah. Well, we, you know, we've just been so blessed to be in this community. Excuse me. We have, from the day we showed up, Reading opened its arms up to us and has enveloped us and helped us to be a business that can pour back into the community. So it's been a great ride, and we were thankful to be recipients of some of the CARES money that the city of Reading we applied
passed on
for
to the community.
Yeah.
And that is seriously keeping us alive. If we did not have that, we couldn't buy the corks and bottles and labels and things like that that we need to make wine. If you can't make wine, you're out of business.
That's right. And we're talking, of course, with Mimi Mosley Family Cellars. And you know what? This is a little known fact, but your first storefront was right next to us down at on Market Street, just down the street here.
It was.
And I was watching with great anticipation. You were building a cigar, aficionado place in there. People could come in and smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And then you grew too big.
Yeah, we did. And we do have a cigar club that we do cigar and wine, but we just give you the sticks and the wine, and you enjoy it in your own space.
Well, that's the way, you know, that's good. Everybody's own space.
Yeah.
So, Mimi, what do you think about you're in tune with a whole lot of things going on. What do you think about the what's happening in our city, our fair city?
In our city? I love what's happening in our city. I get so excited every time I drive through downtown. There's one more new excuse me. Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me. There's one more new thing to view as you come through the town.
Each time you come through.
Yep. And you see more and more people walking to lunch, and there's plenty of parking. I have never had a problem with parking. I might have to go around the block, and as Kim Niemer of the city says, we don't have a parking problem, we have a walking problem. And it will not hurt me to get my rear end out of the car and walk a block. You know, so
And now, Mimi, every time I come down, they've opened up yet another area where there's more parking spaces. And I actually drove by the Enjoyed store the other day twice in a row, and there was a parking space in front of it both times.
Yeah.
So it's opening up.
And now they have the Dash, the electric bus that comes around, and you can just hop on, and it'll take you wherever you need to go downtown.
And it's driven by cadets from the police department,
that's right.
So you don't have to worry about a strange person driving it, and you're right. And that's for, you know, if people are a little bit older, and maybe you don't work, you know, you don't walk as well. Now you can get driven right down to the spot, you're there.
Carl, I have to call your attention. We have an owl over here and a snake.
And a snake. And you know what?
Snake
the owl.
Okay. Bring the owl a little closer. We'll deal with that.
You know, owls and snakes don't get along
well. I would say not.
But here they do. Now, has anybody ever seen the length of an owl's legs?
Because they're long.
When you see an owl, they're always kind of like there. But when you hold them up and their legs drop down, those legs are long.
They are.
I mean, a lot longer than you think they are because they're predators. And that's just, you know,
they can reach down and pick up
mice
and
everything. Yeah. In fact, they get so large. There's owls so large as that when we had Elk Killer out as a puppy, I would be out there with a flashlight. And because we had owls in our area, and I could just see, you know, oh, look at our beautiful little puppy, and the next second it just flies off. So,
and they're very lightweight.
This
owl that they've got over there, if I'm not wrong, it weighs less than 2 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And it's about 12 inches tall. It's amazing.
Yeah, lots of feathers.
They have lots of feathers. Well, the other thing, too, is that their feathers are made in such a way, or they're developed, that they're very silent when they fly, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you're, it's
hey,
quiet.
I have to run, but I did want
okay.
to say one thing that I
sure.
mentioned to you guys. I was on the radio, listening on the radio on my way in to donate to Caffeinate for a Cause, and I had not, and I think of myself as being pretty in the know. I had not heard anything about this peace treaty that was going on.
It's being brokered for all those countries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally in the dark, and I seriously, my mouth was hanging open because we do need to hear about things like that. I don't care if you don't like him. I don't always like him, and but that's a pretty big deal, and we need to hear about it. So thank you for including that
well,
in your show.
It was one of the things, and we've talked about it a couple of times. And Amy Mosley, Mosley Family Sellers, thank you so much for being here. She goes off to work. It's something that people do need to hear about, but it has not been strong in
the regular mainstream media is absolutely ignoring it.
Yeah.
And that is shameful. It's simply shameful.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends down at Country Kitchen. Country Kitchen is open, and for in-house dining, they are on Hilltop Drive. They've been in business 23 years, and they are just a spectacular business. And Lynn Moss and her people down there are just really good people. Everything there is home-baked. The bread, the cinnamon rolls, which melt in your mouth, all of that. We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the corner of Eureka and Market Street at Dutch Bros for Caffeinate for a Cause. We've got cars lined up here. $1 from every drink sold between the hours of 7 and 9 and 2 and 4 today is going to be donated to Turtle Bay.
And all the tips that you're putting in the bucket as you drive through, those are all going to Turtle Bay as well. All the baristas are giving up their tips. So if you're out driving around, come by this corner. Stop by, get a coffee, and make a tip.
And say hello to us. And
visit with the barn out.
I'm here, of course, with Linda Botch is here, and also Trish Clark. And
I'm holding the microphone. I just came by
right.
to witness this beauty.
Yeah, and with us is Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And she's got Cricket, a barn owl, with her. And this is the closest, of course, I've ever been to a barn owl, and it is incredibly beautiful. Mostly white in the front with little specks on it, and then the wings are I could say it's a light brown, almost a golden, how would you describe Cricket?
I kind of describe it as like a tawny brown.
Yeah.
And he also has some specks on his back as well. That's great for camouflaging. So they have excellent camouflaging, and females will actually have more some tawny brown on the front there instead of the white, because Cricket here is a male.
Uh-huh.
So they'll look a little bit different, and females tend to be a little larger.
Well, you know what? And males are the plumage on males, like in many, lines with the mane and all this, and just generally men are very, we're very bright. Very bright.
That's right. And virile or something.
And virile and all these things. Anyway, so Cricket, though, is a barn owl and a great predator.
Excellent predator. So barn owls are considered the world's best mousetrap because they eat thousands of rodents every single year. Now, all owls do eat rodents, and they're really important for the environment as well, but barn owls are excellent hunters. They have the best hearing of all birds because of something called a split facial disc. So if you look at Cricket, he has a line right down his face. He actually has a heart-shaped face. And that's excellent for hearing. So sound waves hit his face and then go to his ears and give him the best hearing of all birds.
Well, you know what? So with the barn owl.
Thanks for coming
by. I think people have seen seen pictures of barn owls. And there is that ridge down the center of their face. And that helps with their ears. And their ears are located in a regular spot, right?
Yeah, so their ears are on the side of that kind of, you look at their facial disc and the ears are on that side. So those feathers help funnel the sound into their ears. And they actually have asymmetrical ears. So like ours are symmetrical.
Right.
But barn owls, one ear is actually higher than the other ear. And that allows them to detect minute differences between a mouse being at one point and like a foot away.
Which makes them such a great predator
for
mice. Now, the other thing is, what about their eyesight?
So they have excellent eyesight. So their eyesight, I mean, their face, they're not very big animals. Now, most of that face is eyeball.
Most of the face is eyeball.
Yeah. So they have big eyes.
Really big eyes and really great eyesight.
This is just a beautiful, beautiful bird. And like I said, this is the closest I've ever been to a barn owl, and I'm just surprised. And it's sitting here so quietly. How long have you all had Cricket?
So Cricket came to us around 2008. He's 12 years old, and he's so comfortable right now. He's starting to fall asleep.
Well,
his eyes starting to close.
Yeah. Well, now how long do barn owls usually live?
They can live up into their 20s.
Really?
Quite some time, yeah.
And that's in the wild.
In the wild, they live a little bit less, but in human care, they can live up to their 20s.
Their 20s.
Yeah.
Now, somebody just ran by, and Cricket just woke up and is checking it out, make sure, is that something I'd like to eat?
It's a little big, Cricket.
Yeah.
So what do you feed Cricket?
So we feed Cricket mice. He sometimes gets rat and quail and beef heart. So those are the things that we feed him in the wild. They eat a lot of rodents and variety of things, voles, moles, you know.
And this is why they're called barn owls, because they they're in barns where there's usually a lot of rodents, but they're also in trees out in the flatlands.
you're saying.
Yeah.
They don't, they're not a forest type.
They are not. They are not a woodland species. They like to hang out in grasslands because a lot of rodents exist in tall grasses and things like that. So if you also look at his feet and his legs, there's not a lot of feathers on those because he hunts in tall grasses.
Okay. Now, what about, when I've always heard that owls fly very, very silently.
Yes, they have the ability of silent flight. They've got edges along their feathers on their wings, and that kind of helps dissipate the sound, so mice can't actually hear them come in.
Okay.
Because they're very quiet when they fly. And they're
very quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done studies, and there's no sound wave.
I just wanted you to move the mic in a little bit closer. Okay. Well, gosh, you know what? I've learned more about barn owls in the last 4 or 5 minutes than I ever have in my life. And I am really impressed by it, again, by the beauty of this bird. And it's not endangered.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
plenty of barn owls out there, and they do so much to keep the rodent population down. When you think about it, if you have a farm, you might want to try to import a barn owl in there and just make sure it's happy.
And some vineyards actually will build barn owl nest boxes to attract them to the vineyards
because
to
it
keep
cuts.
Rodent control down.
There you go.
Hey, Lori Goyne just came by and
hey,
we just and donated and just good friends, but
hey,
also
Barbara.
A super person.
Yeah.
So she's listening to us on the radio too.
You're welcome.
Gosh, you know what, Rachel? Thank you so much for our class on barn owls, and I'm thoroughly impressed.
This is my animal workshop every year. We do this, and I learn all about these wonderful animals, things that you just don't know when you go and look through it, and they fly around and live in our communities, but now we know a lot more about them.
Well, right across the street here, Linda, you remember the owls right across the street?
I don't know if they're still there, but there used to be a family of owls that lived in the Cleary sign.
In that big
sign
up there?
Do you remember
that? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're... And you would see them poking their head out every now and then, and you just hope that they weren't going to eradicate them, you know, because it was so special.
Now, can barn owls live in urban areas?
Not as much. You won't find them, like, in this kind of urban area. You'll find them out near, like, Palisadro and stuff, but really urban areas, not as much.
Okay. And do owls eat snakes?
Some owls can. Some owls will, but a lot of them eat rodents. Red-tailed hawks eat lots of snakes. They eat venomous snakes, even.
That's right. I've seen that. Yeah. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today and introducing us to Cricket. And now, where can people see Cricket?
So people can see Cricket in Wildlife Woods. He lives on exhibit. So if you come down to Turtle Bay and go into Wildlife Woods and see the rest of the animals, you'll see Cricket on display.
And he's a beautiful, you know, I know I've said this like 12 times, but he is absolutely beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Is he in the show at all?
He is. If you come to this summer show, you will get to experience Cricket in flight.
You know, and if you're one of the lucky kids, they're going to put a mouse on your head. And Cricket will come down. Okay, that's not true, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
But,
well, I have to, you know, just, I always like to say that because I love watching the people from Turtle Bay. Your eyes get so big when I say something like that.
Yeah, he does fly over your head, though, and sometimes it gets pretty close.
He does. I've been down there before. And your hawks and your owls come through.
Part your hair with those talons.
Yeah, they can come through there, and you're going, oh, I'm glad I don't look like a mouse. Okay, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you so much.
No gray bows.
No gray.
Thank you, everyone, for your support today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by, Rachel.
Yeah,
come
course.
On. Hey, you know, there's – thanks, Rachel. I tell you what, that's incredible. That's incredible. The amount, you know, the different types of wildlife down at Turtle Bay. You know, foxes, they have bobcats, you know.
Skunks. Snakes. Lizards.
They have it all. In fact, the Gila monster got away from us. I really wanted to get the Gila monster over here. And why
Gila
you hold
monster, yeah, during, no, I was going to pass. I was going to let you hold him. I kind of like my distance with most of these animals. I'm not so touchy-feely with them.
Now, well, we have the snake.
Oh, well, yeah, and I'm going to pass on that.
Are you going to come over and say hello, or you have to run?
We have to run, but thank you so much for being out here.
Okay, all right. What kind of snake is that?
This is our gopher snake. Her name is Aubrey.
Okay, it's a gopher snake, and her name is Audrey?
Aubrey.
Oh,
Aubrey.
Okay.
Aubrey.
Okay, so I love to look at him.
From a distance.
And I'm glad you're holding him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, from a distance, I'm good.
Well, they brought a they brought that boa in that time.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
I got
God makes no mistakes, and there's always the species chain of what, you know, what good snakes can do. I mean, I know they're kind of creepy and slimy.
They're
but
not slimy.
Do they
they're,
do
they
wonderful
not,
things?
Wait a minute, I must. They are not slimy. They are very dry, in fact. But they just, because you look at them, you go, oh, but they aren't, they're very
dry. They look
dry.
Greasy.
And I think God had a really good plan, and he has a special place for each one of God's creatures to live in. I appreciate them from a distance.
Yes.
Don't want to harm any of them, but I don't particularly want to cohabitate with a lot of them.
Okay, somebody tell me what a mosquito, tell me what a mosquito is good for, and you can think about it during the break. We got to take a quick break here. And, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about all of the insurance things that are happening in our world right now. She'll be on a week from Monday, and we're going to talk about health insurance. We're going to talk about all these fires and the impact fires have on your homeowner's insurance. And she's going to be able to talk about that and, you know, and the in the amount of work she and her people have to do to be able to keep our people insured here. As she says, you know, life is full of surprises. And this year has got to go down as one of the biggest surprises of all times. The only thing I can say is they found a form of life on Venus 2 days ago. So now you have to ask yourself, they found life. Does this mean that for in November or December, we're going to have the War of the Worlds come in here. Anyway, Maxwell Insurance and Financial at on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I got to get in front of him. All over me.
I just did my whole.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain or visit us at estategranite.com.
Take the census today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
Radio, your studios of KCNR. Well, we're not. I just lied. I'm just so used to saying that. We are at Dutch Bros on the corner of Eureka and Market Street here. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause, which is a fundraiser for Turtle Bay. We have cars just rolling through here. And for every drink sold, they donate $1 to Turtle Bay. And the baristas are giving every one of all their tips to Turtle Bay today. Yeah, well, that's great.
At the break,
here with Linda and Trish.
And Trish Clark. So Trish and I at the break, we're talking about to RV or not to RV, to keep the RV or not to keep the RV. And it's very interesting because I think a lot of people in 2020, as we get closer to the end of 2020, are looking at life changes, what they want, what they don't want. And I would just encourage you to wait till the end of 2020.
Well, you know, one of the things, Linda, I always said that if I wasn't using it, it was not going to just sit parked in my driveway. Well, unfortunately, last year I didn't take a long trip. And then, of course, this year, everything's kind of closed down. Even if you get it and go someplace, there's nothing to see when you get there because everything's closed. And a lot of the state borders that you cross, you might get ended up being quarantined for 14 days. And so it's kind of been a challenge, and I was really thinking, well, I'm going to get rid of it. The market's really good. I've cleaned up a few little things inside it. It looks so good right now. I think I'm going to get in it and go someplace.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people did that this summer because they couldn't fly.
Yeah.
So they RV'd, and there were a lot of places like for instance, just here at Holiday Harbor, sold out.
Yes.
Boats sold out.
Campground sold out. Castle Craig sold out.
Yeah, and a lot of people across the country said that if you do not have a reservation to camp in a space,
don't go.
It's not like picky choosy like it was at one time.
Well, and I traveled across the United States 3 times.
Oh my
God. I had my RV.
That's my dream. Do you know that?
Well, I've done it 2-3 months at a time, 3 times. Northern, southern, mid.
Oh, I want to do that.
It's absolutely fantastic. But we went by the seat of our pants. We never made reservations. We just drove until we found a place that we liked or thought we did and stayed. Can't do that now.
You can stay in a Walmart parking lot, can't you?
Well,
and or can you stay at, become a what's it called, a member of the Elks? You could stay in Elks.
Yeah, and I'm an Elks member, so yeah.
And if you're a retired military, you can always go to a base.
Oh.
They usually have RV parks there.
Okay, well,
on the bases.
Those are positive things.
Yeah. And by the way, I love our chat room because I said, somebody tell me what mosquitoes are good for. And they said, mosquitoes good for feeding bats.
Yes.
No bats, no Batman. Okay, you got me. Thank you, Gleeful Bee, for that one.
Oh,
okay.
Right. Nope. Oh, yesterday on Armstrong and Getty, they went on, it was either yesterday or the day before, they went on about Batman. And one of the guys was saying that his son is totally in to the old Batman. My Batman was Adam West Batman.
Yes.
And how they talked about how it was so, you know, family-friendly, funny, tongue-in-cheek, all the things they wanted it to be, actually be, it was.
Yes.
You know, stay kind of in the, some of the biggest stars of the day were on that show. So,
and you're right, just straight and forward and no emphasis on being proper and not hurting people's feelings all the time. It was just fun.
Yeah. Which I'm sorry.
Political correctness.
Reminiscing that I would love to be able to get back to that where, you know, you can have a little tongue in cheek and you make your mind think like, what do you really mean by that? And not be like, I'm going to sell you.
It didn't mean a thing.
Okay. But you know what? People are watching more TV now, but what is the name of that series we watch? What was it? Maldo, or it's on Disney, and it's done by Star Wars. It's been done by George Lucas, but the series.
Jon Favreau is the director, the writer.
If you're looking,
Mandalay, Mandalena.
Yeah, something like that. No,
oh my gosh, it's so good. Anyway, so we've been hooked on that the last two nights. And it's, like I said, it's the creation of a lot of the characters are from George Lucas and Star Wars. But now this is a new version of it. But it's very well written, and it's just, it's beautifully done. And I highly recommend it. It's family friendly. There's no cussing. There's no, you know, it's family friendly.
No, the violence.
Of course, it's Disney,
the violence. There's no blood or anything like that. You know, it's like a Star Wars.
I just want to say it's called The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Thank you. And it's got little Yoda in it. And,
Baby Yoda.
And it's just it's a family friendly. But if you're an adult, you can watch it and enjoy it too. And it's they're half hour segments. So
you can hit three or four or five of them in a night.
Yeah. So, you know, Trish, what we go through is that, you know, Carl likes to watch a lot of shoot 'em up, like Band of Brothers and stuff like that. And I come to a point every now and then I just can't handle any more violence or bloodshed. And so I said, can we just watch something that's light and fun? My heart needs that.
Yeah.
I have enough heaviness daily.
Then
we got to this, which was entertaining. And good guy gets the bad guy, but it's very entertaining.
When we sit down in the evening to watch television, and I'm not a big TV buff, probably watched more TV in the last
eight months
than I ever have in my life.
We have one of our Resners here. The Resner here. Well, he's no longer the Resner. He's half Chris Crabb.
Good morning. Hey. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Thank you so much for what you're doing for Turtle Bay. Why don't you grab the mic there, buddy?
No, it's our pleasure. I think this is our eighth year doing this, and we've raised over $175,000 in the last 8 years. So we're hoping to hit $200,000 this year, and we love Turtle Bay. Our children love Turtle Bay, and it's just a special place here in town. And, you know, it's the least we can do to try to help keep this place for generations to come.
Well, you and Aaron have done so much for our community, and it's not just here. During the fires, during any type of event, you all are there supporting our community and have been such an integral part of our community. And Aaron stepped up to try and make a difference in the city council, and we were just talking about it yesterday, all the things that are happening that are positive in our city. That the city council has been doing, but Dutch Bros has become a way of life. Dutch Mafia, you see Dutch Bros everywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and you guys are involved in so many other things besides Turtle Bay. I know you do the Black the Blue.
Yeah.
You do all kinds of fundraisers for the nonprofits and special organizations in Shasta County. Because you're not just in Redding, you're in other communities as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's our pleasure. You know, we live here, we raise our children here. You know, I moved here almost a little over 17 years ago, and we've been blessed, and it's our pleasure to be able to give back to our community. It's the least we can do to support everything we can here in town, because the community has been so supportive of us. So.
Well, and you know what? And Chris and I go back. I really got to know Chris when we were dancing with Star.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and Chris brings on one of the babies to dance behind you.
I tried. I pulled out all the stops.
You
I'm
pulled
like,
out
I gotta,
all the stops.
I gotta get
on
the
that
children
one.
Involved.
It was
if I'm gonna beat Carl.
But again, Dutch Bros is a part of our community, and it's a culture. The Dutch Brothers is a culture.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
I would. We are a people company that happens to serve coffee. We are. We're about people and loving our employees and our community, and we happen to serve a great cup of coffee also. I mean, that's why I'm here right now. I pulled up in line to get my own coffee.
I've had two double lattes here with four shots of espresso.
He's rocking.
Right. I'm rocking now,
you're
man.
Right, you're right where you need to be then.
Oh, no, I'm going to be like this the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You'll have trouble unwinding him tonight, Linda.
Thank you guys for being here and for supporting also. I know you guys play a huge part in our community too. And
well, we're like you. You know, I moved here 13 years ago, Linda 14, and this community is so good. I mean, we could have, just like you, we could have go anywhere we want, and this community is such a great group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all don't get along, but when it comes to pulling together,
On important things we do.
Yeah, I've never seen a community be like this. I mean, one of the third largest giving group of people in the United States.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is. So it's easy to be. It's easy to give back.
Yeah. So that's a great way to say it. It's easy to give back to our community here.
It is.
So,
yeah.
All right, I got to get my littlest one to school. So
also, your car disappeared.
I know.
Went around
one
the corner. You're holding
up the line. One of the local celebrities, Tyler Whitlow. Helping you with my vehicle.
Yeah, Tyler just drove off in it.
Yeah, he's
did you sell it?
Have a good day.
Yeah, he's got an offer on it right now.
Okay.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott and Trish Clark, and we'll be back after these messages.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough. A pandemic. Historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Free Fire Radio here down at Dutch Brothers on the corner of Eureka and Market Street. Linda and I are here with Trish Clark and a bunch of our friends, and we're here with Janelle, and she has with her...
I have an opossum. His name is Therian.
What?
His name is Therion.
Therion.
Therion. It's actually short for Metatherion, which is the ancient ancestor of the marsupial family.
Well, of course I knew that.
Of course, naturally. Common knowledge.
Okay, now this is just a cutie. And, you know, every time I want to reach over and pet, and then you ask somebody, does he bite? And the answer always has been, they have a mouth.
Anything with a mouth can bite, absolutely.
And the hands look like they could scratch pretty good.
He definitely has the chance to. You know, most of the Dutch Bros that we went to this morning, he actually hung out in a pouch. And that's really helpful for, you know, my neck. But also it helps him stay nice and comfortable as well, because he's actually a nocturnal mammal. And so a lot of times they don't like to spend time out in the open sun. He's really built to be out, you know, at midnight.
Yeah, because they come out at night.
Yeah, and these guys are capable of eating up to 5,000 ticks a year, just one of them. Yeah, definitely an animal you want in your backyard.
Ticks?
Yeah.
Well, we've had, you know, at our house, and we live right downtown, as we've had possums in our backyard.
We have possums in our backyard.
Yeah. And
actually,
and
skunks, too.
Yeah, well, skunks, we got those. And owls, we've had owls. And that's just right downtown here. So I can imagine out, you know, when you get on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Now, watch out. You got your finger in his eye.
You know
okay.
what? He actually knows my scent pretty well at
okay.
this point in the game. Yeah. You know, that's one of the reasons that we actually don't let strangers touch him, because he's one of those animals that doesn't have very good eyesight. And it's kind of a bite first, ask questions later kind of deal.
You know, it's funny. Oh, and now if you look at it, wait a minute, I'm going to try and get a photo of those two little teeth.
Okay,
I need you.
He definitely
okay.
has an underbite.
He has these. He has teeth. Now yeah. they eat ticks, but what else do they eat besides ticks?
You know, they actually really love a good mouse, but they spend a lot of their time eating
a good mouse.
Good mouse. You know, like we all do for breakfast, really.
Yeah.
But they also eat fruits and veggies, although that's mostly a filler.
Okay. Okay, that's mainly a filler.
Yeah.
So what do you feed Therion at Turtle Bay?
So at Turtle Bay, Therion mostly gets mealworms. He gets a artificial type of meat called Nebraska that's mostly made out of cow, and he also gets mice that's donated to us from a Sacramento lab.
So how many mice do y'all go through a year? Not just for Therion, but for all of them.
That's a beautiful question. I would say a lot.
I
don't have that full answer for
you. Because
you
have the barn owl, and they, you know, that's mm-hmm. their main diet is mice, and then you have snakes, and you got all other types of birds there that I imagine you probably go through a few thousand mice.
Yeah, we actually only have 3 animals at Turtle Bay that don't eat meat at all.
And what are they?
That's our beaver, our North American porcupine, and our chuckwalla, which is a species of lizard.
That don't eat meat. Well,
yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I know you've got your fans coming through that are driving through and donating that would really like to see the animal. So thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
You bet.
Remember, we're going to be here until 9 o'clock this morning, and then we have another opportunity this afternoon between 4 and 6.
2 and 4.
2 and 4. 2
here.
And 4.
Right
that they're going to be here.
At Dutch Brothers. In fact, all the Dutch Brothers in Anderson and in Rennie, they're going to be here. And this is just the cutest little opossum. Again, this is, I was telling Janelle that I had a friend that would gather in injured opossums. And the way I found out about it was I walked into her bathroom and she had three or four of them in the bathtub that she took care of, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It was something about possums and her that just, you know, that she really liked. And she had a big ranch and all those things, so she was always gathering them up. Thank you so much. Okay, hey,
thanks
Trish,
for coming by.
Trish, we got about 7 minutes left.
Okay.
What's going on? We talked about Anderson and the things that are going on in here in town, but let me reiterate. That yesterday when we were talking about the land sale, the Shasta Land Trust name was used kind of interchangeably with Shasta Land Holdings. And big apology going out to Shasta Land Trust. They had nothing to do with the sale of the road out there.
It was just a misuse of a term, and,
right.
and they're not involved in any way, shape, or form in the discussion, the purchase, the land, nothing.
They do not own any land. The Shasta Land Trust does not own any land. They are there to form trust
to protect
the environment and protect the land itself.
Keep it
from
being developed.
If there was any confusion there, it's my apology, and I will apologize for everybody used it.
And the conversation yesterday didn't have anything to do or any derogative manner with Sierra Pacific or Shasta Land Holdings. Or any of those things.
There was nothing wrong with Shasta Land Holdings,
exactly.
Sierra Pacific. It was the way that the sale was conducted that led to the discussions over the last week, and will probably go on.
Well, they were, because it actually happened exactly a week ago when the whole revelation of how that land sale occurred was really eye opening, and we were all taken back by the actual.
And I think part of it was you didn't, you know, it was something that you didn't expect from our city council or, you know, to do, you know, for it to happen like that. But again, Shasta Land Trust had nothing to do with it. I checked Facebook to make sure their name didn't appear anywhere, and it didn't. And in fact, Shasta Land Holdings only appeared one time, and that was in a list of the things that happened. Hey. The Marcus and Kelly Parton just came by and gave a donation here. Plus, they're getting their coffee to go.
Good morning, that's coffee. And here come, hello.
Jim and Bonnie Sharp.
Jim and Bonnie Sharp, absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's not too late. You've got five more minutes to wheel in here. And I bet that if you probably come in the next 7 minutes, you're probably going to find people here that are willing to take your donation.
I think you're probably true,
yeah. Tyler Whitlow's out there, Channel 7's out there, you know, with their buckets gathering it. And again, we want to thank Dutch Brothers for hosting this. They've done it for 8 years in a row. I think he said they've raised about $175,000
for Turtle Bay. And I also want to just reiterate, because they do this for so many organizations.
That's right.
They do a Back the Blue. Dutch Brothers is just a really good company, locally owned in our community. Invite all of you to support these locally owned businesses.
You know what? And it is locally owned, and it is, you know, Chris and Aaron Reznor who have done so much. But you know what? If it comes down, when you're buying coffee, you buy it from local people. You don't go to, well, I'll just say it. I never go to Starbucks. I just don't. I don't agree with them, and I don't agree with their philosophy at times. But when you get, Linda's giving me the throat cutting sign. And I'm just,
but
I'm
know,
just
Starbucks
saying it's
is
local.
Locally owned too. You know,
no,
there's,
no, it's not.
Is it all owned by corporate? And there's not a person that owns. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think it is, but more importantly, I think we have the right to disagree with policies adopted by businesses. And I think I'm not supporting boycotts in any manner.
Yes.
But
no,
I am
no,
saying
no,
if a business is doing something that you disagree with, that's how you speak. You don't go to them.
You don't picket them. You don't need to do anything.
Well, moving back to Dutch Brothers and the positivity of the corporation, starting out of Oregon, and Chris and his wonderful story about how he, you know, came from Oregon and how it's branched off into how many that he owns. But it's definitely a culture, and I know several people, how would they start their day, the one positivity that they may have is driving to a Dutch Brothers and getting greeted, how's your day, you're looking good, those kinds of affirmations. That is what this company is about.
It's a people company that happens
totally.
To serve coffee.
And, positive.
And they also, Chris and Aaron have helped other employees that started as a barista are now running Dutch Bro
branch off
branch
their
off.
Own, yes.
They branched
their
out
own
on
stores.
Their own. And,
with their own, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to, you can't just, go out, you can't just go out and buy a Dutch Bro. You've got to work for Dutch Bro before you can get
and
involved
be accepted.
In that.
And be work accepted. Inside it, grow inside it.
Yeah.
The culture, and so that they know that when you're going to open a store somewhere down, like say, hypothetically Willows, that you're in that organization, you know exactly the kind of intention that they want to have go out and ripple into the community.
Okay. Trish, thanks so much for being with us
today.
Always
my pleasure. Always
and
my pleasure.
Tomorrow, we're going to have House Realty with us at 8 o'clock. And House Realty has so much information there, the Middleton family, about just how much the, you know, so many homes for sale, but that number of homes has dropped dramatically in this
last year. It's a seller's market
right now. But listen, they're going to come in and talk about that and several other things that if you're looking for information about real estate, this is a great place to find out from the Middleton family. So everybody have a great day today. And come on down between 2 and 4 now and donate to Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay. So have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.